KC Soccer Karma on KC 107.7.
Welcome to another exciting edition of KC Soccer Karma on KC 107.7. You're listening to Connor Robertson. Today we have an awesome and special guest, Cheryl Phillips, Senior Manager of the Economic Development and Tourism at Drakenstein Municipality. Here we will be discussing the Fair Trade Cities and Towns International Conference held in Paul from the 20th to the 22nd of September 2024. But for now, let's pay some bills, listen to some really awesome music, and we'll see you shortly.
This is KC 107.7 FM.
And we are back. So we're speaking to Cheryl Phillips. Cheryl, before we start, can you maybe tell us more about yourself and your role with Drakenstein Municipality?
Good afternoon, Connor. It's certainly been a while.
It has.
So I'm Cheryl Phillips, and I'm the Senior Manager at Drakenstein Municipality, where I'm responsible for Economic Development and Tourism Division. And this role I have fulfilled since 2014. Yes. So basically, my responsibility is around managing the division, but also making sure that people like yourselves, investors, you know, the informal traders, youth, etc., are well taken care of in terms of facilitating economic development and tourism within the region, but also the other sectors.
That's such a vast area of expertise, I have to be honest with you. But let's talk about the event that's coming up. Could you maybe give us a brief or give us a summary of what the Fair Trade Cities and Towns International Conference is all about?
Shall I start by saying, wow, what a privilege it is to stand here before you after 4 years of hard work. We can confidently say that the world, we are ready for you next week when we host the first Fair Trade Cities and Towns International Conference, which is going, in fact, it's going to be the first one in Africa. And guess where we're hosting it? Niederberg Wine Farms in Paarl, in the beautiful Drakenstein area. So I think let me start by saying why fair trade and how fair trade. So in 2020, the municipality and year, I must say, both at the administration and, you know, the politicians. So the municipality, and this is council approved, that we actually join a globally fair trade cities and towns movement. And that movement is really to encourage communities to promote and support the ethical and sustainable production of goods, but also supporting ethical trade and also sustainability, sustainable development and social justice. So if I talk about that, it really is about, and I'm sure you're familiar with the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, as well as if you look at the Constitution of South Africa and the Bill of Rights and where we come from, it really is about giving effect to the Sustainable Development Goals, to the Constitution, and right down to the Integrated Development Plan, because the most important thing, as South Africans, you know, we need to build an inclusive and just society for all so that we can all flourish and we can all live well and in harmony together. So if you ask me about fair trade and why we joined it, it was an absolute no-brainer from the municipality side to join this globally fair trade towns and cities movement.
That's absolutely incredible. I want to delve into what is the significance for, you know, Paarl as a town, but also the greater significance to the Drakenstein municipality as a whole.
Okay. So the significance for Drakenstein as a municipality to host the first ever Fair Trade Cities and Towns International Conference in Africa is really significant. Firstly, we're the only municipality in South Africa that can claim fair trade status, okay, from a local government point of view. Secondly, we are the fourth town in Africa that is a fair trade accredited city. But what is also important is that as a municipality, we are literally bringing the fair trade, international fair trade movement. Next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, guess where they'll be? They are going to be in Paarl in Drakenstein. So from a fair trade program point of view, that is a major milestone for us in terms of our campaign. Secondly, as I said, I am the Senior Manager for Economic Development and Tourism. This conference is going to really generate significant economic impact. I can already tell you that Niederberg Wine Farms, they the conference venue, they are closing their facility exclusively for the Fairtrade Cities and Towns International Conference, but because they also want to showcase their ability to host an international conference of this stature. Let me add to that, guest houses, some guest houses are fully booked, because what we are saying is to be able to live fair trade, you must practice fair trade. And for us, we must be able to account for each cent in terms of the sponsorship that we've received, both from the municipality and from Cape Winelands District Municipality, as well as other private sector entities and NGOs, because we've got international partners as well who have also sponsored. We must be able to account that every cent spent on this conference is actually a sustainable cent and a fair trade rand. So in that sense, that's another significance for the area. But then I also want to say that coupled with that, we are going to be really requesting that every single citizen in Drakenstein become a host. You know, just you must just know that next week, between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the world is upon us. So we need to basically put our best foot forward and say that, you know what, welcome to our amazing destination. I mean, tourism is also one of our sectors. And of course, in terms of the meetings, incentives, conferencing and events, this is a major achievement for us, from just demonstrating that Drakenstein has the capacity to showcase events and to host events of this stature and nature.
So something that's always been unbelievable for me is that Drakenstein and Paarl as a whole host some incredible events. And we spoke about it off air, but I always said that it's like people aren't aware of these events. So I think it's so awesome to have you here. But for now, we're just going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills and we'll see you guys shortly.
This is Casey 107.7.
Welcome back. So Cheryl, let's discuss, what are the goals of the conference and its impact on promoting fair trade practices?
Thank you for that. So in terms of the goals of the conference, so you know that the fair trade, the international fair trade movement will be visiting us next week, but it's not just because they want to come on holiday. They're actually coming here to work, but also to enhance the broader society's understanding of why this fair trade and why is it important. So if we zoom in into the conference objectives, and by the way, I must add that the attendees, it's a diverse range of people, but it's all subject matter experts. So that's really incredible from our side as well. So for example, what we're going to be really focusing on to achieve the goals is really, we need to articulate the benefits of cities, towns, villages, and organizations, and individuals, why is it important to adopt the sustainability agenda? Because we all talk sustainability, but how do we articulate it? How do we mainstream? The other goal, of course, is to create a platform, to create a safe platform, to create an internationally recognized platform with, you know, a diverse audience. And that's also an important thing, because we're going to be having people in terms of the audience that for the first time, they actually going to be hearing from world fair trade leaders. What is this fair trade about? So it's to create that platform that promote the positive impact of ethical, fair and sustainable processes. And honestly, Connor, it's really about leaving no one behind, creating a just society in terms of our sustainable practices, also from a service delivery point of view. Because most importantly, remember, Connor, we are a local government, and in terms of our service delivery issues, we need to make sure that people like you, when you pay your rates, you know where your money is going. Then thirdly, it's to create a platform to build and strengthen stakeholder partnerships as well, both locally and international, but also, and we're very excited about this, because we started our journey 4 years ago, we're going to be sharing best practices. What have we done? How have we done it? And you know, with our supply chain management regulations, the Municipal Finance Management Act, so really, how did you manage to do fair trade and to mainstream fair trade and align it to your IDP principles? How did you do it? We're going to be sharing some best practices as well. And finally, it's really creating linkages, strengthening and promoting the activities. But most importantly is when that fair trade community leaves Paul on Sunday or perhaps the Monday, they're going to be equipped with how do I start a fair trade campaign in my local community, in my local town, in our region, in our area, so that we can include and involve everyone to live the fair trade journey.
I really, really love that. I want to know by you, how does hosting such an event align with the municipality's vision and goals in economic development and tourism?
Well, I think we started in terms of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And if you look at our integrated development plan, we just in terms of alignment and policy context, we've got the National Development Plan, you know, that the national government has... that was in 2011. That's what they compiled. And then our goals need to align with the National Development Plan, the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. But also, when we look at the provincial and the local context, I think it's also important that, you know, we within the Western Cape government, so there are also political principles and also administrative principles in terms of our alignment. So the beauty of the fair trade campaign is that it really is about promoting inclusive, sustainable, socio-economic development, which of course, and that's why I can also say that our keynote speaker is going to be Minister Mayer, who's the custodian of the Western Cape Growth for Jobs strategy. So it absolutely aligns directly with the Western Cape's Growth for Jobs strategy, but also the Drakenstein Municipality's Integrated Economic Growth Strategy, which aligns to our Integrated Development Plan in terms of facilitating economic growth and investment.
I really think all of these things are quite, or something that we should all be quite excited about. But for now, let's just take a couple of minutes just to listen to some awesome music, pay some bills, and we'll see you shortly.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
And we are back. So let's talk about some of the highlights, namely any notable participants or partners involved in this conference.
Wow. Where shall I start? But let me start off by saying that I'm sure you know that, you know, Drakenstein, we're a city of excellence. That's our vision. And we were recently, you know, we were awarded the status of the number one secondary city in South Africa. So I think, once again, I'm going to say it's a no-brainer from a brand association point of view. I mean, we are, in my opinion, a well-run municipality. In fact, literally, I had to ask one of our business owners to say, I can't speak to you right now because I'm busy in an interview. And she said, well, it seems you get the job done, Cheryl. So I have another email that I'm sending to you. But you know what? So that's why people want to be associated with us, because we get the job done. Now, with that said, our partners, and I'm very excited to say that in terms of our organizing partners, you know, the people behind the scenes, of course, is Drakenstein itself, then Fairtrade Towns International, which is really the custodian of this global Fairtrade Towns and Cities movement, as well as the Fairtrade organization and Firecracker, they are an event support company. Then our other partners is Neumart and BNC and Kibebe. Then our silver sponsors is Fairtrade International, as well as the European Union. But I am so excited to share with you who our platinum sponsors are. Of course, that's Drakenstein, because, you know, we're hosting the event and we have contributed direct funding, but as well as indirect, because we did not appoint an event organizer. And so we're dealing with a lot of, you know, the logistical arrangements in terms of behind the scene. Cape Winans District Municipality is also our platinum sponsor, and they believe, also because it's going to be beneficial to the greater region, the Winelands region as well, and of course, World Fair Trade Organization, Africa and Middle East. This is really the entity that we started a journey with in 2020. Of course, Western Cape Government, which we could not have, you know, we're so eternally grateful for their support, because DCAS has really just been incredible in terms of their experience from a conferencing point of view, and then Fairtrade Africa. But I'm super excited to talk to you about, just from the private sector, we have Grindrod Bank now incorporated into Africa Bank, then Tourvest. And Tourvest is actually, it's a listed company on the JSE. And then our biggest private sector sponsor is in fact APSA.
That's incredible.
Now, APSA totally came on board. They started off with a initial amount that they said they will contribute, and then they called us and said, actually, you know what, Cheryl, we've reviewed our contribution and we want to be part of your journey. And that was the nice thing. They don't regard it as a once-off. They said, we wanted to be part of your journey. And they tripled their cash contribution because they believed in the principles of fair trade, as well as the successful brand association. I mean, APSA is an African brand, you know, Africanacity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually incredible. I love any story that has to do with taking the time to sit with you and walk that journey with you.
Yeah.
So I love it when you hear small businesses do it, because we tend to do it all the time. But it's great to see that these larger corporations are taking those steps with you. So let's talk about success stories, because in every event, we always want to hear these success stories. Can you give us maybe one or two?
Yes. So I think it's important that we acknowledge the fact that we chose Niederberg, because we had to choose a sustainable venue. Okay. And so with Heineken coming on board, but Niederberg also Distell, they also obviously adhere to sustainable principles before the Heineken acquisition. our association with the Niederberg brand, that is already a success story. But what's important is we're also going to have an opportunity for exhibitors, sustainable businesses, our local sustainable businesses, to exhibit their goods and services. I'm so super excited to say that, you know, in April we launched our Wineland Sustainable Tourism Route. We will also have itineraries available for conference goers to explore Paarl, Wellington and surrounds. And therefore, they're also going to visit these sustainable products in terms of our tourism route. Our supply of our goodies, our conference book, is a local sustainable business and a woman-owned sustainable business. So from that sense, like I said before, we will be able to account for every rand, sustainable rand, that we've spent in Drakenstein.
Thank you so much for all your insights, Cheryl. I really appreciate your time. For everybody, please keep an eye out from the 20th to the 22nd of September 2024 for this event. I really hope you found this insightful, and we'll see you same time, same place. God bless.
#KCSoccerGeek. Away on KC 107.7.